Hello, Abraham. I've been wanting to ask this question for about 2 years. a little background on it. I've gotten the tape of the month since the early 90s. And about 2 years ago, all of a sudden on every tape, and my friends that had tape of the week, it was on that one too. And you said this every time, that, okay, now you have your son exactly where you want him, and he gets a girlfriend, and now he does everything she wants him to do. And the first time I heard that, I went, yeah, no kidding. And, you know, rah, 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 in my own head.
You know what she's talking about? We were talking about how a parent often feels better if their child will behave in a certain way. So you train your children to behave as you want them to behave. And just as soon as you get them trained, then he marries some girl, and then he does what she wants instead of what you've trained him to do.
That's right.
And we want to add a little bit of power to that by saying that when you train your children to do things that please you, mm-hmm. you've coaxed them away from their own guidance.
Absolutely.
So now they're always on the hunt for someone to please, which means they'll never have anything stable in their experience. If you have a child that says, no, mother, I'm not going to please you, this is important to me, you have trained your child well. In other words, you have trained them to do what matters to them in the closing of their gap. Yes.
Okay, so with each time I heard that, I processed a little more on that subject. Until maybe 4 months later, I got it. I heard it and I went, oh, this is about me telling him how to be or having him please me. So I waited for him to get home from school and I told him, forget everything I've ever told you, figure it out for yourself. You don't have to believe anything I've ever said, it's your journey. And that felt good because I got that it was me being like that. But when I heard it that time and when I got what you were saying that time, I was with a friend and I said, you know what, this never has to be on another CD again. And it wasn't. So my question is, I mean, I'm pretty good at figuring out my life now because I've been applying this for so long, and you're such a good teacher, you've given us all the tools. But, you know, we all think you're talking to us when we're listening to the CDs, but I know I'm not the only duck in the pond here. How come that never showed up on another CD?
Because you got it. You see, if you've been hearing us, and you have, when we say to you that you're source energy and you come into this body and you know what you don't want, so you know what you do want, so you're sending out these rockets, these constant rockets of desires, which the source within you embraces and becomes. We want you to really hear that your manifestation that will follow is always preceded by the vibrational part of you. In other words, thought vibration always comes first. So what we're saying is this meeting gathered long before your physical bodies got here. And Jerry and Esther noticed that there is a continuity as they move from city to city to city to city to city. It feels like the same group just moved with them from city to city to city to city. But it's because there are thousands of people out there listening to the recordings now. Mm-hmm. Unimaginable numbers listening and thinking and asking. And so there is a collective asking that we are answering. But in time, the message morphs into another way of explaining it and another way of explaining it. Because you'll never stop asking and we'll never stop answering. Sometimes people say, so much of the same information over and over and over. And Jerry always says, well, we still don't get it. In other words, we do and we don't, but there's no ending to your ability to apply and get your own results because words don't teach, do they? It's life experience Mm-mm. that teaches. Something more? Were you just wanting to find out how special you are? Is that what the point of all of this is? We're just wanting us to explain to you that we are eternally aware of you, whether you come to these gatherings or not, that when you set forth a vibration of asking, that we are aware of you, that we have watched you every day of your experience, and as you are living life and becoming, we give our undivided attention to what you become, and what happens to you matters to us, and we hold with vibrational integrity the vision on who you have become, and never for a moment deviate from it, holding it endlessly. And when you are wise enough, and you are, to find yourself into vibrational alignment with it, then the need for that no longer exists. In other words, you are a powerful creator, and you are, in your singularity, important to the expansion of this message. Know it.
I do know that.
Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are concluded.